Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, we continue. Allstate believes good starts young and work starts inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of all of that, we need you to help us recognize kids that go above and beyond for their community. Nominated you for the Allstate Kid of the Week. Kid you know could be featured here. And win great prizes, Amazon gift cards, Lumel 90s pizza. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a child between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be the Allstate Kid of the Week. And then every Tuesday morning we do it. Now we bring in a recent Kid of the Week because, well, A, we like her a lot. And secondly, she can help us promote the fact that you all get your entries in before, you know, the line gets a little too long. And it's Inari Smith. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you, too.
And nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I want to say hi to your seatmate here, your friend here, Sheila Stennis. Sheila, you and Inari go back 6-7 minutes now, don't you?
Yes, a long time.
All right. And you are an Allstate agent?
I am.
Just moved your business.
I did. We've been there at our initial location, and we relocated at 100 Madison Street. We've been there about 3 years.
And the relocation is a big deal.
It is. Yeah. It's an investment. We remodeled, and it's very nice. We would like everyone to come out and view it.
All right. What's your phone number if people want to contact?
708-358-8100.
Anytime we have agents on the show, we always talk about the fact that it's a great business for, you know, many, many, many people. And you don't know until you dive in and take a look. And if you just go to the website, I talk for a living, Inari. If you go to the website, there's lots of links there to find out how you can be an agent. Were you doing something else before you were an agent, or has this been your career?
I was. I worked in corporate America. My dad was an entrepreneur, supersized. He had 36 businesses, so we've been in business all the time.
Wow.
Not by choice, but by force.
Right.
But so I knew the bug was in me. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I did a little research and did a little digging, but Allstate's opportunity was just incredible.
Yeah, so we highly recommend it.
Absolutely.
Inari, what do you think you want to do after high school?
I want to go into real estate.
You do? Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Where's that come from?
I just changed my mind.
Yeah, you love the idea of just helping people find homes and things of that nature?
Yes.
Do you watch the house shows on TV? You know, there's 943 of them.
Really?
Do you watch all those shows that are on?
I watch some.
Yeah, what's your favorite one?
Flipping, the ones in Las Vegas, The Couple.
Oh, The Couple in Vegas. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that a good one, Sandberg? Yeah, she says, yeah, that's a good one. All right, so here's the deal. We want people to know that you can nominate your kid for Kid of the Week. Kids you know, kids you may not know, kids you just want us to know. And again, it's easy to do. You just go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry. But here you are. You're 14, so you're going to be a sophomore?
I am a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Oh, school started?
Yes, 2 weeks ago.
How's it going?
It's going good so far.
Well, it's a pretty good scam that we got you out of the first hour of classes probably by the time you get back.
Yes.
Yeah, right. But I know you're a thinker. I know you're concerned about the community and mm-hmm. things that go on. What's your number one concern? What do you want other kids to be concerned about as well and thinking about?
Their education.
Yeah? And what are we doing it the right way by your way of thinking?
Yes, kind of.
Kind of. What would you change?
We need to have more mentors in our community to help out the students because people may say that they're helping, but it's not really affecting the things to make it happen.
And some people need more help than others.
Yes.
So mentors are a big deal in that regard, too, I'm sure.
Yes.
So mentors could be anybody because the teachers have an awful lot of pressure on themselves to try to just mm-hmm. do their day. Does your school have a setup for mentor volunteer types?
No, we mentored the kids across the street from us, though.
Okay. Is that the club that I was reading about that you're involved with?
I'm By the Hand?
Yeah.
Yes, that's my after-school program. It's not connected with my school.
All right, tell me about that.
It's an organization that it's a place to go to get off the streets, and it's like a safe house.
Okay.
And it's also good. It's just a good organization. It helps a lot.
Is this for kids that maybe, you know, shouldn't be going home and just hanging out?
That
after school, I'm talking about?
Yes, it's an after school program.
Yeah, so this gives kids a safe place to go and hang out. So, well, that's kind of a cool idea. Is it your idea or somebody else's? Or
somebody else's.
But you were happy to be involved.
Yes.
So who do you want to mention that's involved with the program that we should give props to?
Miss Tatiana and Mr. Emmanuel.
Yes, and yes. God bless both of you. Keep up the fine work. Buythehand.org? Buythehand.org. We can support you there. And give, yeah, that way? That's great. And Sheila, you know about By the Hand now, huh?
I do. My colleague... Jose Gomez and Allstate Foundation, you know, they always give back to the community. They gave financial, and then all of our agents, we kind of all got together and went in physically and worked in the By the Hands Club program.
Very cool. And, you know, I'm going to make you jump on a mic if you don't mind, sir. One of you guys come on over, grab a mic, because I think what you're doing is important, and I want people to know about it. So, yeah, right over here to this open one, if you don't mind. Thought you were just going to sit here and watch. How'd that work out for you?
No, that was actually a good idea.
All right, so tell everybody your name.
Emmanuel Williams is my name.
And the By the Hand organization started how?
It started out of a thought from actually a business owner about 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago. Donita Travis is her name. She was working in business. She had a pretty big company, a growing company here in Chicago, and she had a heart to mentor children here in the city, originally Cabrini Green neighborhood, and it just grew from there. Now they exist not only in Cabrini Green, but Austin, also Oakgill Gardens, and also Inglewood.
So some of we sit back and we hear in the media every night bad stories coming out of these neighborhoods. These are good stories.
Yeah, absolutely good stories.
And the majority of the stories coming out of these neighborhoods are good stories. Yeah. We need to tell those stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And they should be heard about because you hear a lot of really sad stories. And but you have examples like Anari, and she represents not only herself but a lot of other kids who come out of our communities are doing really great things.
So, with what details you can discuss here, because it's a safe house, as we said, which is important. How does it work?
It's not only a safe house. It is a place of safety for students, but it's also it's more so academically oriented. So helping students with homework. We offer extracurricular activities. We go on different field trips, exposing students to different things in the city. For our particular program, for the high school program last year or this past year, we actually took a trip, a college tour in Wisconsin. Last year, we went to New York City.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, we offer different options and different programs for them. And so
what do you need from us? Can you donate to the site?
Yeah, you could. You could donate at buythehand.org, actually. Okay. And if you wanted to volunteer, you could go to the website and sign up to be a volunteer at either one of our sites in across the city. So
and come out and just mentor and hang out with the kids?
Yeah, come out
and
mentor. Yeah, the process of volunteering is not long. It's not drawn out. So, yeah, anybody could pretty much be a volunteer if they...
imagine the trouble I could start with these guys if I came out of
right,
school.
Right.
Buythehand.org, that's the website, and we hope you'll check it out. But God bless you, man. I appreciate the work that both of you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
So, and Nari, thank you for all you've done to the ripe old age of 14?
15
now. I got nothing but belief in you and your future. And when you are elected president, I just want you to know I'd like the first interview.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and thank you.
I didn't hear a yes there, Steve.
Well, she hasn't agreed to run officially yet.
Oh, okay.
She'll do that, yes. And Sheila, congrats on the business.
Great. Thank you.
And give everybody the number of the agency again, the phone number.
Yes, the phone number is 708-358-8100.
And thank you for your contributions to By the Hand.
I just
want
to say really quick, Steve, thank you as well and Allstate for just highlighting the positive for the youth. We know all the negative, but it's so good to see positive energy and hopefully it's contagious to other youth.
Well, that's well said. It does drive me crazy. I know it does you as well when you've got neighborhoods that are struggling and the last thing you need is just over and over again to be telling these stories that represent such a small fraction of the population when the good people in those neighborhoods just want the same thing everybody wants. Just get up, go to work, go to school, provide a life for your family and you know, be safe and have fun. I mean, Anari and kids, I mean, they ought to be worried about two things. Have a good time, work hard in school. That should be it. Not whether or not you're safe. But that's why By the Hand is so important, to make sure you have that kind of environment. So good for them. And good for you. Anari, you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
Dave would like you to co-host the show.
We'll talk about it, actually. Anari, if you don't mind.
All right, well, let's do traffic here first. And don't forget, Allstate's Kid of the Week. It's easy, again, to tell us about a kid you think we ought to know about. Simply go to WGNradio.com/contest and submit an entry, and we will take it from there. 6:55, more in a moment on 720 WGN.